Hi guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Worst Sister Shire podcast. I'm Sadie.
I'm Suna.
And I'm Arzom.
And we're the Worst Sisters. Here in the Shire, we have a motto. If attempted murder is a crime, then attempted comedy is a podcast. This week, we've got an episode of The Source ready for you guys, in which we're going to be talking about one of our favourite games as the sisters, which is Stardew Valley. So Stardew Valley is a roleplay simulation game based on farming. So you're basically inheriting your grandfather's farm, and you're supposed to take this farm anywhere you want it to go. So you've got elements of fishing, mining, romance. It's a really good game that we're all really into.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's about farming, depending on how you play it. Sometimes it's about hoeing ground.
Yeah. It's a very open-ended game. Like, after Harvest Moon, I'd say this is, like, I think this is my favourite farming game that we've ever played.
Well, it was inspired by Harvest Moon.
Yeah.
And the
yeah.
creator, Eric Barone, who also goes by a Concerned Ape, actually, like, developed the whole game by himself because he was trying to, like, teach himself how to code, and he was inspired by Harvest Moon, which was his favourite childhood game. He did, like, absolutely everything for it, including the design, the coding, the music. Like, everything. Everything you said he did.
Even the drawings?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And if you haven't played it, you totally should. Okay, so I've got a couple of questions for you guys. The first one is, who's your favourite NPC and why?
That is a good question. I feel like I have a lot.
Go on.
I'll just list some that I like.
Okay.
So, what is Pam, the bus driver?
Our local town alcoholic.
How can you not love an alcoholic bus driver?
I know.
Just goals.
So good.
Yeah, she's really
good.
Yeah,
I like Pam. She doesn't let her alcoholism stand in the way of her dreams.
No.
Okay, so my favourite character overall is probably Crobus or Linus. Because they're just, like, cute and funny and they say a bunch of weird stuff. And I don't know. Linus in particular is just, like, really grateful for anything. And, like, when you first meet Linus and he's like, you're not going to throw things at me, are you? It just breaks my heart.
I know.
Yeah.
And he's the only person in town that doesn't mind if you go through the trash.
Exactly. He's right there alongside with you. Like, what'd you find?
Like, he doesn't judge.
Really? Exactly. Like, if you go through the trash cans where Linus is, he won't judge you?
No, he won't judge you.
No, he won't care.
With everyone else in town, if they're within, like, a certain radius, they judge you, but not Linus. He's cool. He ain't no snitch.
Exactly.
I love Linus.
He gets it. Cost of living crisis, man.
Yeah. Also, yeah, he also isn't fussy with gifts. Like, he's so easy to befriend because he's, like, literally likes anything that you give him.
Yeah, I will go pick a berry from the bush next to his house. And he's like, this is the greatest thing I've ever received in my life. Thank you so much.
I know, literally, I pick up stuff from next to him and give it to him all the time.
Same.
I love Linus.
He's so wholesome.
But yeah, other people are so snobbish because it's like, you give them like something. They're like, oh, is this a gift? Thanks. It's like, I grew that on my farm.
I know.
I made that with my own bare hands.
Exactly. Like, don't be rude. Can I guess who Sadie's is?
Yeah, I want to guess who Sadie's is as well.
I think Sadie's favourite NPC is Sebastian.
I was going to say the same thing.
He is my go-to guy to get married to, but he's not my favourite NPC.
I knew it. We've never even talked about this before, but I knew it.
Yeah, exactly. Any emo guy Sadie can find, she's all over it.
I love me an emo guy who's brooding, okay?
Yeah, I knew it. But who's your favourite NPC then?
I would have to say it's Linus as well. He's just adorable and so easy to befriend. And then that scene where he teaches you how to make that bait, that threw me through a loop the first time I saw it, but now it's one of my favorites. He also gives you fish in the mail. Like, he's the only one that when you get to a certain heart level and he starts sending you stuff, it's the ones that you can use. Like, some people send you rocks, some people send you wood. This guy, he sends you fish.
Actually, how are you not using rocks and wood?
I can collect that myself.
You can collect fish yourself.
I can.
Also, the other day, Clint literally sent me a bar of gold. He was like, I just had this lying around, thought you'd want it.
I know.
Well, thanks, Clint.
Speaking of, Clint is my least favourite NPC.
NPC.
That's what we're... That's what the next question was. Who's your least favorite and why?
Clint.
Why do you hate Clint?
He's so needy. I hate how he, like, fawns over Emily all the time and doesn't even have the guts to tell her about it. He's like, yeah. No, you get Emily an amethyst for me. Like, no, Clint, you do it.
Yeah, well, my thing with Clint is, like, why is he one of, like, a bachelor, one of the older bachelors as well, but you can't romance him? Like, is he that unlovable that even Concerned Ape is like, no?
Literally because no one wants to.
I would have to say my least favourite person is Elliot.
I like Elliot.
I like Elliot.
I can't with that guy. I really can't. Everything he says, I just want to, like, stab myself in the eye with a pencil.
I like him. I love how, like, he's so arty and his hair matches and he likes pomegranates.
Yeah, exactly. He writes a book for you based on what you like.
Yeah, well, Sam writes a song for you based on your options.
Yeah, but Sam's annoying.
He is annoying.
Yeah, I don't like
not
Sam.
Not as annoying as Elliot.
Also, I was not, like, emotionally prepared. Like, I was literally blushing, clutching my pearls when I got to a heart scene with Sam and then you smooch in the bed. Like, that's too saucy for Stardew Valley. Like, calm down.
I don't think I've ever got that. I make no effort with Sam.
It was actually so shocking. Like, his mum comes in, like, Jodie, I think her name is, and he's, like, quick hide or whatever, has a conversation with her, and then you get into the bed and smooch with him.
That's crazy.
Okay, so how old do we think Sam and Sebastian and stuff actually are?
I think they're, like, 19, 20.
Yeah, I think the age ranges are so vast between your marriage options. Like, I think, yeah, Sam and Sebastian are, like, teens, and then you've got, like, Harvey, who I reckon
who's
40.
Easily 40, yeah.
Yeah.
Harvey is the least appreciated marriage candidate, I swear. That man is so easy to get along with. You just give him coffee and he's fine. He's yours.
I know. Plus, you can have a doctor for a husband.
Yeah, but he still charges you when you pass out.
I know.
Like, that's our money, babe. What are you doing?
Exactly.
Like, no.
Have you guys married any of the women?
Yes. I married Maru once. Only because I found out that she gave Maru.
Oh, the
Demetrius's daughter.
Yeah, Sebastian's sister. I didn't stray far from the familial bond there, you guys.
Yeah, I like Maru. I like women in STEM.
I've been playing Stardew Valley virtually by myself for the past, I don't know, maybe 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've never watched, like, videos or whatever on it. While I was researching this, I've realised that I've grossly been mispronouncing a lot of things. Now, I don't know. Fish names is one of them. The fact that I just called her Maru and you guys are calling her Maru, like, I don't know what her name is. I don't know how to pronounce it.
We could be wrong on that, but can I also point out a lot of, like, the fish names and stuff, those are real life fishes, so you can't blame that you're paying Stardew Valley alone.
That's what makes it worse. There's one that starts with a T that you need for the community center bundles. What's
tilapia.
It called?
Tilapia?
Yeah, is it tilapia?
It's called tilapia. Yeah, it's called tilapia, right? But I've been pronouncing it tilapia this entire time. And I said it to someone the other day, and they're like, oh, that's a real fish, and it's called tilapia. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a real fish called tilapia.
What were you going to say before, Sana?
Oh, I was just, the name that I got confused, I was going to say. I was thinking of the one that does the animals. What's her name? It also starts with an M.
Marnie.
Yes, Marnie. Yeah, that's what I was like.
You can't
marry her.
She's a taken lady.
She's a taken lady, yeah.
Yeah, I married Maru once, and that's only because I read somewhere that she gives you, like, bombs and stuff for the mine. She gave me a bomb once. Never divorced someone so quick.
I've never actually married anyone. I've played this game so many times, and I've gotten to 10 hearts and stuff like that and proposed, but never actually got to the marriage before.
No,
I get bored and then never went through with it.
Interesting. Cold feet.
Exactly, yes. And I've only, in all of the saves and games and things I've had, I've only ever finished a community bundle once, this community center once.
Oh, I've completed it, like, a bazillion times. I feel like I could finish it on autopilot now. I know what to do. I know my exact strategy to get everything done as soon as possible.
The other day, after Suna sent us that picture of her 7 prismatic shards, which, congratulations, by the way.
She has 9 now.
She has 9 now?
No. I had 9 when I sent that photo. But I had already used up 2. Like, I had found 9 in that save. but I had already used two that weren't in my chest because I used the one to get the galaxy sword, obviously, and then one to donate to the museum.
Yeah, so after someone sent that photo, I was, like, feeling jealous, I guess, and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go start myself a farm. So I started myself a farm, and I'm like, I'll just start play this farm until the 1.6 comes out on the consoles, and then I'll just, like, I don't know, continue with that farm with the 1.6 update. So I started my farm, and so I am on like the 20th of spring at the minute. So it's like 20 in-game days, and I've already finished the mine shaft one. So I've got the mine carts going on the community center. That's the quickest I've ever done that. But that's only because when I was fishing, I got a fire quartz by accident.
Ah, very cool. Because that's just a great time saver. I feel like I really hate how slow the character walks until you get the minecart and then the horse.
Yeah.
I always get the minecarts before the horse. But yeah, like it's such a drag. It takes him like 2 hours to walk to the other end of town. Like, hurry up.
Yeah, like you're going to go foraging. Like, mate, why are we walking so slow?
Literally.
Getting back to what we were originally talking about, the two women love interests that I like is Leah and Emily.
Is Emily the one with the blue hair?
Yeah. And I don't feel any guilt whatsoever about stealing her from Clint, because he can, you know, man
he
up.
Can ask her himself.
He can ask him about himself, exactly.
Emily has that parrot cutscene. I can't deal with that. And that dream cutscene.
Yeah, the dream cutscene's weird. She's a bit too whimsical for my liking.
I like it.
Also, I don't like her spouse corner when it's all crystally and stuff. It just looks annoying and ugly on my farm.
I like it.
Well, can't account for taste these days.
She's got good vibes.
Yeah, she's happy, I guess.
Yeah, she's happy.
I don't vibe with Hayley at all. I'm like...
No, neither do I.
Yeah, she gives mean girl energy.
I was about to say mean girl energy.
Mm.
Out of all my playthroughs, I think her and Elliot are the ones that I saved to last to befriend. Because I really can't deal with them.
No, I usually don't even bother befriending all of the townspeople. I only befriend them to the extent that I need something from them. But otherwise, I don't befriend them.
Manipulator.
Literally. But this playthrough, I have actually started to befriend people. I've just been giving everybody fruit from my trees.
That's a good way to do it. I do that. But I usually don't befriend people until, like, the second year. The first year's for grinding.
Yeah. Agree. The first year's for trying to get that community centre done as quick as you can.
Disagree. The first year is for watering and picking up your crops every single day until you get bored of the game.
I hate watering so much. I water the most minimal amount that I can. Like, I don't do crops heavy on it in the game in the early stages until I get sprinklers.
I go as heavy as I can. I figure out how much I can water before I pass out each day.
Oh my god. This is why I liked doing multiplayer with you, because I would just leave you to just water all freaking day and then I'd go off and do fun things.
And that's why I like playing with you, because I didn't have to go mining.
I'm like completely in the middle of you guys. I don't mind the watering because it's going to bring me money. But what I do is I calculate how much I can water until I get to like half energy. And then use the rest of the energy to do something else.
If I need to do something else, I'll go to the spa.
Yeah, if the spa's open yet. Because when does the spa open?
Summer, year one.
Ah, that early. Interesting.
Yeah. I don't use the spa because it takes forever.
I know. This is the thing. Until you like get a horse or something, it takes you forever to just go to the spa and back. I'd rather not.
Yeah. So I pick up like... the tree seeds and that, and I make myself energy bars. I go trash room. I go to the trash and find some food, some edible items. My next question, my next topic is, we all know the debate about Shane or Sebastian, right? It's everywhere in the Stardew Valley community. Everyone's trying to figure out
who's... What do you mean?
I don't know the debate.
Really? Okay, yeah. So the Stardew Valley community, obviously like us, they have their favorite NPCs and their favorite marryable characters. Now, there's a big division in these groups over which is the better character to marry. The teams are Team Shane or Team Sebastian. Where do you guys fall on this?
Team Shane, because he's the one I romance every single time.
Okay, really?
You need help if that's what you do, because Sorry, but if he's marrying Shane,
he's a raging alcoholic.
Yeah, I don't marry him. And I've never married him.
It doesn't matter. It's a cry for help. Because I was about to say, I think Shane is literal proof that you can't change a man, okay?
I can fix him, okay?
You can't fix him. He is broken. You let him be broken.
No, I can fix him.
You can't fix him.
Me and the blue chicken will fix him.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I do like befriending him because of the blue chicken, though.
But you don't have to marry him for that. You don't need to get to 10 hearts with him. You can get it's 8 hearts that you get.
Yeah, but even all the cut scenes with him, blech, makes me sick.
Yeah.
What? No, I like the 10 heart scene.
Which one's that one?
Where he plans you like a little romantic dinner in the saloon and stuff like that in the back.
No, I don't remember that. I just remember him passing out on the side of a cliff.
Yeah, that's 2 hearts. That's like before his evolution, before you fix him.
You can't fix him.
Yeah, but when you marry him, he's still got like stuff strewn all across the floor.
Yeah, he's still a pig. You can't fix him.
I literally just told you guys before, I literally never marry anyone. I just romance them to 10 hearts, get a fight scene, and then I leave.
All right, no.
I've never all had right. the fight scene.
I love the fight scene. I thrive for the fight scene.
I've never had the fight scene.
The fight scene is my favorite. I water and I hoe. That's all I do.
I don't understand why the community is pitting those two against each other. Like, why Shane and Sebastian? They're so different.
Because they're the favorites to marry amongst the players. I don't know.
Nah, give me Harvey and Leah.
Yeah, Harvey's a good one. His hot balloon scene is life.
Mm.
Even though he's afraid of heights. I think that's stupid.
I've got my eyes set on Harvey this save. I have married Aww. Him before, though. Also, I'm tempted to marry and divorce everyone because in the newest update, 1.6, you get, I think you can buy little posters of your ex-spouses. So
posters?
Yeah, like photos that you can hang on your wall. Oh. So I want to have a hallway full of all my exes.
That's okay, giving some major Swift. Taylor Swift. Oh my god, why are we the same person?
I don't know, but it seems like something she would do. That's what she yeah. writes her music, I feel like.
Yeah.
I was playing a lot before we had the 1.5 update, and since the 1.5, I haven't played that much, but when I did, I've opened up like Ginger Island once, maybe mm-hmm. twice, but then I lost courage because I couldn't find the freaking walnuts, the golden walnuts. So I've made it my mission to actually take this farm as far as it can possibly go.
Yeah. What I have found is, so I started playing the Ginger Island update from an old save because I just wanted to explore Ginger Island, so I didn't bother making a new farm. And I was just like, oh, yeah, I'll just go check out Ginger Island now. Yeah. And I didn't really enjoy it, but this time round, because I started a new farm for 1.6, I have really been enjoying Ginger Island because it was kind of like part of the storyline. It wasn't just like some random place that suddenly opened up.
Oh, yeah. Here's an island for you.
Yeah, exactly. So I have actually been enjoying Ginger Island. I haven't done too much on there yet. But the reason I also like Ginger Island is that it's like an expanded greenhouse. You can grow anything there all season round.
Yeah, but when you ignore it for a couple of days, the weeds pop up and kill your crops.
Do they? Yeah, don't ignore it then.
But then I feel like I've got too much that I'm doing. I get overwhelmed easily, you guys.
It's a game, bruv.
I know.
You're like, man, I've got so much work to do in this game.
Hold on, Sadie. Someone's like, it's a game, bruv. As if I didn't watch her freak out over 2 seasons because she didn't have a recipe for radish salad for a bear.
Okay, that bear, though, lies. They picked the recipe you specifically don't have.
I know, and also it took all year to get back round to the radish salad recipe. You don't watch TV one day in your life and you're screwed.
Yeah.
But Suma was literally every single day checking the radish recipe just in case, even though it only happens like once a year or something. She's like, just in case.
Just in case there's a radish salad recipe. Exactly.
Yeah, on the reruns are random. So on the Wednesday, it gives you just random ones. So you can get that on a Wednesday just randomly.
But she didn't.
But I didn't, but exactly.
But she didn't. It took her a whole year of waiting for the bear.
Okay, so what's your favourite artifact? Or gemstone, whichever one is fine.
I don't know. I like all the artifacts because they're all so interesting. Yeah, they're all just super random. Like, I like the ancient dolls because they're, like, super random.
Yeah.
Oh, they're creepy.
You know which one I hate? The freaking rusty spur, because I find it all the time. I find it, like, every 5 seconds.
I know.
You hate the chicken statue?
I like the chicken statue.
The chicken statue is my nemesis. Every time I hoe on the farm, I get one.
What's the hoeing? Yeah, I find it a lot too.
Maybe you built your farm on an ancient chicken burial ground.
Yeah, maybe you did.
Could have done. Okay. Have you guys ever done the wilderness farm type where the monsters spawn at night?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't like it that much. I don't like to be attacked on my own farm.
Yeah.
See, that's what I thought. Have you guys learned any new information from Stardew Valley? Like, is there anything that you didn't know before you started playing or realised once you started playing?
Like how to pronounce tilapia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like, so I don't know if Stardew Valley's seasonal fruits and veggies are accurate or not, but I feel like in real life I draw a lot of inspiration from Stardew Valley when I try and remember what season things grow in.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, eggplant, that grows in the fall. You can grow corn in summer and in fall.
Sunflowers too.
Sunflowers too. I don't know if these are accurate, but I believe them because Stardew Valley told me so.
Exactly.
I like how that you can make sunflower oil.
My thing is, I hate making oils because it's like, oh, to make truffle oil, you need truffles and oil. To make sunflower oil, you need sunflowers and oil. Like, that's not how it works.
No, you don't. You only need the truffle or the sunflower.
Don't you?
No.
You have an oil maker.
Yeah, you have an oil maker. I make truffle oil every now and then.
No, I have an oil maker. Maybe I'm just remembering.
I make truffle oil specifically for the community center. And every year I'm like, there is no truffle oil in the community center. It's a truffle.
Yeah, it's because Lewis wants it from you. That's where you keep remembering it. I just got that thing. He's like, I want truffle oil. Don't ask me what it's for.
Ask him. Question, what do you guys do with Lewis's underwear when you get it?
I usually end up giving it to him, yeah. I haven't done anything else.
I've worn it.
You can wear it?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, I did not know that. I did not know that. I did put it on a board once outside his house, but then I gave it to him.
You can put it on the statue outside his house too.
Can you?
Yeah. And you can put it in the soup. There's so many options.
Can you give him to Marnie?
I don't know. Probably.
That'll be hilarious.
No, you can put his shorts on display at the fall festival where you put like those 9 things
into the box. Oh, I didn't even think of that. So good.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, he takes it as blackmail to win.
Mm-hmm. Ah, I see. See, what I don't understand is why does Marnie's and Lewis's relationship have to be a secret anyway? They're both single.
Because he's the town mayor, has an image to uphold.
And what, that's you have to be single? He's not a nun.
That he's not giving preferential treatment or resources to the farming industries only.
I guess she is a business owner within his community.
Exactly.
But it's ridiculous because he's embezzling all the money from the community.
Exactly. Honestly, this is the shittest run town. They can't do anything until a random farmer comes along.
I know, literally.
They're like, our whole town is falling apart. Fix it if you must.
And also, like, we also can't get on as human beings. I cannot possibly find my own underwear. Someone help. I know. I lost my axe and I'm a woodworker. Someone help.
She lost her favorite axe, okay?
Doesn't matter. It's still dumb.
Do you guys have any top tips for Stardew Valley for people who are new to play or people who have played before?
Basically, save at least one of everything because they're going to come up at random times that you're going to need them.
I would go further and say, save 5 good quality of everything.
Arzum's hoarder is coming through.
Yeah, if it's less than gold, I don't want it. And also, I keep 5 minimum.
But, like, I mean, not even just, like, fruits and veg and stuff, like literally anything, like those random little things you find in the mines, your dark essences, your little solar essences,
void essences,
your little globs, just keep all of it.
Slime.
Yeah, keep it all. And literally never, ever, ever sell any wood or stone early in the game for money. Yeah, like, do so not. Dumb. You're going to need it.
Why would you sell it for money? I've never done that. I've accidentally sold my stones or my wood. Like, the whole thing that I've just collected.
The stones and my wood.
Is that one of the words you realised you mispronounced?
Yeah.
Yes, my wood.
Can I also just say, I hate, like, the dumb requests of, like, oh, I need 100 pieces of wood, but I need to be fresh, as in cut today. Like, well, someone there when I cut it.
I know, literally.
Literally, what are you going to do with fresh wood? Nothing.
Sniff it. She's going to sniff it.
Oh, the worst? No, the worst is when they're like, oh, I need 100 pieces of fresh stone. How am I going to find you a fresh stone? Mate, so do you understand how stones exist? Like, I'm never going to find you a fresh stone on this earth.
That's literally so true.
My least favourite ones are, like, go to the mine and, like, kill 50 million slimes. Like, mate, yeah. Why are you making me do that?
The mines are overrun by slimes. Oh, you mean their home, where they're not bothering anyone.
When literally. You play on the phone, you have something called auto attack.
Yeah.
So you can, like, enter the mine and it will automatically kill or whatever's in killing range. So if something comes closer to you, your character will automatically just switch to kill mode. You don't have to do anything. It is so easy. It's ridiculous. But, like, when I moved from phone to console, I was sorely mistaken. And I was like, I'm really not good at mining. Like, really not good at mining.
Is that the same for the Skull Cavern? Because if so, that's the easiest thing ever.
Yeah. When you play on phone and go to the Skull Cavern, it's automatic. Because obviously on phone, you're pointing and, like, you're tapping at things. So how are you going to be tapping at something that's moving all the time? So you have the option of having auto attack on. And I feel like they should have that on the consoles as well. For people who don't like to kill things in the mines.
I feel like if you have that, when you get to the Skull Cavern and it's like, oh, you did it honourably or not, it should be dishonourably.
Yeah.
Because you didn't have to fight for it.
It takes such a long time, especially in the early days, like killing one slime with a stupid rusty sword. I hate it.
Yeah, I know, it's the worst. You need to, with the Skull Caverns, you need to have like an actual game plan. You need to go on a lucky day. You need to make sure that you've got the galaxy sword.
And spicy eel for extra luck.
Yeah, and you need to make sure you've got a shitload of food. And you need to make sure you've got a lot of bombs. And you just need to bomb the shit out of things until you find stairs or holes and just keep progressing.
There was a time when I watched Sana playing this and she had a lucky day. And every time she got to like level 80 of the mines and she was like, I'm about to pass that, she would just restart the day again because she's like, I'm not going to find another lucky day like this with all of my stuff. I'm going again.
Yeah, I did that recently as well. It's like all the conditions are there. I need to make it.
And she played this day like, what was it, like 12 or 13 times in a row.
Yeah.
Did she get to her end goal?
Yeah.
Well, then there you go. So I want you guys to pick a NPC and not tell anyone, okay? Now I'm going to give you each a topic, and you guys are going to talk about that topic for 1 minute as that NPC, and we're going to try and guess who it was.
Okay.
All right, so who's going first? Crickets. Suna, you go first. Okay. Birth order it is. Okay, your topic is crops. You are to talk about crops without naming any crops for 1 minute as your NPC.
So what do I have to do? I have to talk about crops without naming any crops.
Yeah. For 1 minute. Are you ready?
From the perspective of whoever the NPC that you are.
Yeah. And then we're going to try and guess who her character is. You can do voices. You can do other little tidbits that could give us clues. It's completely up to you. But you have to stay in character. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. 3, 2, 1, go.
So there's a new farmer in our town and he grows a lot of crops and I don't like a lot of crops. Like, I think fruits are gross and I don't really like them. I do like one particular flower though, and that flower is really pretty, just like me. what else do I think about crops? I feel like maybe things that grow in the desert could be kind of fun. I might use it to, I don't know, make a curry or something. I don't go to the desert much, though, because I'm not allowed to go there by myself. And, you know what I really hate? Things you just find in the ground everywhere. Like, they're nasty.
And time.
Are you Haley?
Are you Haley?
No, she's Emily.
No.
Who are you?
Are you Jazz?
I'm Jazz, yeah.
Oh. Okay.
That's funny. That's pretty cool because it's like, yeah, kids don't like vegetables or fruit.
Yeah, well, that's what I've learned trying to gift everyone the random things that grow in on my trees. Her and Vincent don't like them.
Yeah, right.
They're like grapes. Vincent loves grapes.
Vincent that's loves grapes, yeah.
All right, Arzum, are you ready?
Is it the same prompt?
Nope. Okay. I'll give you a topic now. I had a list of topics. You're going to talk about Joja Mart.
Ah, okay.
Okay, and you can't say the word Morris.
Oh, okay.
I feel like hers is easier. Go on,
you can have a chance to redeem yourself. I've got lots of topics. Are you ready, Adam?
I feel like I redeemed myself because it was my aim to make you guess it or not guess it.
No.
Oh, yeah, what is the aim?
To not guess it.
To not guess it.
We're just going to try and guess.
Okay.
I think Sunal's got a point there.
We don't know what the aim is. Let's go.
There is no aim. The aim is we're having fun.
Okay.
Are you ready? Are you ready, Arzum?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right. 3, 2, 1, and go.
I don't like that bloody Joja place. The Joja Cola is stinky, and I always find it just washed up everywhere, and it makes me upset, and the big building blocks my view of the ocean, and I can't sell my fish there. And
okay, Willie.
Yeah, thank you. I don't know what to say. All he does is fish.
I was trying to toss up if you were Pierre or Willie.
I was going for George.
Yeah, I was trying to sound like a grumpy old man, but I couldn't think of anything besides fish.
Should we make one for you, Sadie? I can make one up for you if you want to give it a go.
All right. Okay.
All right. Think of your NPC.
Okay. Thinking. Got it.
I want you to tell me about your favorite Stardew Valley festival. Ready? Set? Go.
I love all of the Stardew Valley festivals. There isn't one that I particularly dislike or like more than the others. We've got so many festivals throughout the year. The first one is the egg race, and I'm not really good at it, but it's okay. And then you've got the dancing festival. That's got to be one of my favorite. The pretty white dress that I wear. It's amazing. And it makes me feel like such a princess. What other festivals do I like? There's a festival in the fall where people come from all over to play games and to interact with us. And it's such a fun time. There's different stalls there. But I would have to say, if I was forced to, that the Winter Star Festival is my favorite because we get to give each other gifts. And everyone is always so happy with what they get. It doesn't matter if it's a good present or a bad present or if it's just rocks. People are always happy.
Time's up. Are you Haley?
I was Emily.
Oh!
I was not going to get that.
Yeah. I didn't either.
But I thought it was funny at the, we like everything, even rocks.
The amount of times I've got the person's favorite gift and given it to them and I've gotten rocks or something in return is ridiculous.
I know, it's so rude.
I think the only time I've gotten a good present is when Elliot gave me the tea set.
Yeah.
I got the tea set once, but I didn't realize what a big deal it was.
Yeah, I didn't realize what a big deal it was either.
All right, so do you guys have any worst sister stories?
The first time I got a prismic shard, I didn't realize that it was a big deal because I was just in the quarry, like, mining rocks because I needed rocks. And so I was like, is that, like, what is that in your inventory? And I was like, oh, I don't know. I just picked it up. And she was like, what?
Yeah, because I think at that stage I hadn't found a prismic shard ever. And I was outraged.
I didn't even know what it was. I was just like, oh, yeah, some rainbow rock, whatever. I'm going to give it to Gunther. And she was like, don't you dare.
I know. Because, yeah, well, that's another tip for new starters. Do not give away your first prismic shard. Get the galaxy sword first.
What she said.
What she said.
Yeah. I can't think of a worse sister story. I think I've been perfect this week.
You can talk about how you used to hang up on me every time we were on Messenger.
Oh, yeah. That was funny. So, yeah, this is my worst sister story. It's a bit old. I don't do this anymore. But so Sadie, Adzum, and I have a group chat on Messenger. And quite often, Sadie will call us on there and then just be like, say three words and then hang up.
Yeah, correct.
She's like, oh, what are you guys up to? Blah, blah, blah. Hang up. And then, like, for the first, like, I don't know, 3 months of this happening, I didn't realize that when she hung up, Adzum was still on the phone. So I also would hang up.
Yeah. Mind you, I'm mid-sentence.
Because, like, the screen changes. So when I'm looking at the screen when all three of us are on there, it has all three of our names on there. But then when Sadie hangs up, everyone's name disappears and it just says the group name. So I thought nobody else was left there. So I would just hang up too. But apparently I was just hanging up on Adzum's face for like 3 months and she never even said anything.
Yeah, I literally thought someone was like, I'm just done talking to you, bye.
Bye, bitch.
Literally. I don't remember how we came to realise that that's what was happening.
I think one day I heard you still speaking and I was like, what? Are you still there? I didn't hang up fast enough that day and I was like, oh, I thought you were gone too.
Lol.
Why wouldn't you say anything that she's hanging up on you for like 3 months?
Because if I like didn't talk to you guys or said something every time one of you hung up on me, we'd never speak again. Like, especially you, Sadie, you hang up on me all the freaking time.
She literally does. Phone calls with Sadie last all of 5 minutes. She calls, she tells you stuff in a like a gust of wind, and then she's like, I gotta go, bye.
Yeah, I know. Sadie, like, okay, this is what I was gonna say. This is why it's also Sadie's worst sister story, because she's the reason all of this even happened. Sadie will call you and be like, oh, hey, how's it going? What are you guys up to? Doesn't wait for you to answer, and then it's just like, I gotta go to the police. Bye.
Also, can I point out, and then, like, when we stay on the line and talk, because now I have realized that I don't have to hang up on you, then Sadie will hear about us talking about something, and she'll be like, why are you guys talking without me?
I know. Literally. Sadie lasts all of 3 seconds in the conversation, and she's like, you guys are always talking without me, as if it's not in the group chat and we're not, like, waiting for you to come back.
As if you didn't hang up on us.
I know.
So thanks, guys, for tuning into this week's episode, where we covered Stardew Valley. Join us again next week for another episode from The Worst Sisters. If you guys want to reach out or contact us in any way, maybe give us some thoughts, comments, or things you would like us to talk about, please reach us on our socials, which is on Twitter. We are at Sister Worst, and on everything else, which is Instagram, Reddit, Facebook, and YouTube, TikTok. We are at Worst Sister Shire. Or you can shoot us an email, and our email address is worstsistershire@gmail.com. I'll count us out with a hadabum.
Yep.
3, 2, 1. Hadabum. Hadabum.